catching you up on all things Texas Rangers and Major League Baseball. It's time for the Rangers Wrap-Up. Here's your host, Taylor Phillips.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in to the latest episode of the Rangers Wrap-Up here on 103.3 FM ESPN. My name's Taylor Phillips. This is your brand-new all-baseball show here on 103.3 FM ESPN. We debuted a couple weeks back. We were off last week because we were airing some special Mavericks games for you. We had Dirk Nowitzki's final home game. We had the post-game ceremony and his final game in San Antonio. So that was going on last Saturday afternoon, but I'm back this Saturday to catch you up on all things you may have missed Texas Rangers. And we've got a packed show for you today. We got a couple Rangers All-Stars to talk about. Hunter Pence, Mike Minor, Joey Gallo, all were named last weekend to the All-Star game that's just a couple days away now out in Cleveland. So we'll talk about what those guys have done to earn that spot. That they've all three have great stories. They all three had to grind and to battle to get back to where they wanted to be. Joey Gallo, the issues that we've all had with how his game has evolved or lack thereof haven't evolved. It's been a very hot topic among all Ranger fans. So we'll talk about the success he's had. Mike Minor coming back from injuries, having a slow start last year to now he's an all-star in 2019. And Hunter Pence, minor league deal, somebody who people thought maybe at the end of his career. How about being voted in as the starting DH in the American League last week? Crazy. It's crazy to think about what happened with Hunter Pence. So we'll get into all that coming up in the second segment. But I think also, baseball had a tough loss earlier this week as Monday afternoon, the Rangers were getting ready to play the Angels to kick off their series at Globe Life Park, and the awful news came down that Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs had passed away in his hotel room out in Southlake, and the game was canceled that night. There was a quick press conference from John Daniels and Rangers manager Chris Woodward where they spoke about it, and the game was canceled, and they ended up playing Tuesday night. And we'll hear some audio from Angels manager Brad Ausmus, who had to address the media before the teams played on Tuesday, and which I can't even imagine having to go through that as a teammate of Tyler Skaggs, or if you're a coach on that team and you're having to get your guys in the right mindset to go out there and play a baseball game, a meaningful baseball game. And at that point, it all just feels secondary when you're having to think about a fallen teammate and a face in your locker room that, as more stories came out about him after he passed away, you learn about how good of a guy he was and how teammates really liked him. And you've had former teammates around baseball send their support. You had even a former teammate, Jesse Chavez, on the other side for the Rangers, going out there and talking to his Angels teammates before the game on Tuesday night. And the Rangers had a moment of silence for Tyler Skaggs before their game on Tuesday night. And they thought they did something else that was pretty cool that I'll tell you about in the next segment. We'll also hear from Jeff Fletcher of the Orange County Register, who joined Mike Peasley on Rangers Insider on Tuesday, who has some thoughts about how the Angels players reacted to this news and had a couple of good stories about Tyler Skaggs and his fandom of the Minnesota Vikings, actually. So there was a good story there that I'll be sure to play for you in the next segment. So we'll get into that one next. And also, we'll cap off the show looking ahead to the All-Star week, because now we're at the All-Star break. Just tomorrow, last game, and then Monday, Home Run Derby. Tuesday, All-Star game. Actually, tomorrow you have the Futures game if you're inclined to watch that. And then Monday, Home Run Derby, which I'll go through the contestants. No Joey Gallo in it. I'll tell you why. And we'll also go through the field. Who has a chance at the Home Run Derby in Cleveland? Who do I want to see the most? Who's not in it that we wish we could see? And then we'll also run down quickly the All-Star rosters, because, again, we were off last weekend, so I didn't get a chance to preview the All-Star game and talk about who got in, the surprise stories in Major League Baseball, and the guys who have earned their spot in the All-Star game in Cleveland. So all of that coming up in the last segment. But up next, we go back to Monday afternoon and the tragic news that was handed down to the Angels organization about the passing of pitcher Tyler Skaggs. So we remember him and hear some audio from his manager, Brad Ausmus, next on the Rangers Wrap-Up here on 103.3 FM ESPN. Back to the ring. Rangers Wrap-Up here on 103.3 FM ESPN. My name's Taylor Phillips. This is your all-new baseball show, talking only baseball here. We were off last weekend. Glad to be back talking more baseball with you. And it was a big week in Major League Baseball. We're just a couple days away from the Home Run Derby, just a couple days away from the All-Star Game, all this happening in Cleveland. And we'll get into all that a little bit later in the show, as well as the Rangers All-Stars. They have three of them, and we'll get into that next. But I do want to circle back to the unfortunate news earlier this week that did happen here in Texas, as the Rangers were about to kick off a four-game set with the Angels on Monday, and the teams were at the ballpark, and about 3:30 in the afternoon, I just happened to be on Twitter, and I saw Levi Weaver of The Athletic send out a tweet and say, okay, so the Rangers had made a roster move. They had just DFA'd Shelby Miller. But he was saying that's not why everybody's kind of on edge right now. He said the clubhouse is closed. We then learned that the Angels clubhouse was closed. And he said, I think something serious is going on here. And he was right, because about, I don't know, 15 minutes later, 20 minutes later or so, we were passed along the unfortunate news that Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs had passed away at the age of 27. And it was reported that he was found dead at the team's hotel in Southlake. And they, of course, it's kind of hard to go on and play a baseball game after this, your teammate having this unfortunate tragedy. And so the game was canceled on Monday night just to be made up for a later date. And the teams end up playing again on Tuesday night. And the Rangers did something pretty cool before the game to remember Tyler Skaggs. They held a moment of silence. The Angels had patches on their jerseys. Number 45 was the number he wore. So the Angels were representing their former teammate there. And also, the Rangers did something kind of cool where they didn't play any walk-up music. So normally, when you're at a Ranger game and you hear the pitcher take the mound, you'll hear a song they want to hear as they take the mound. Or when a batter comes up to hit and they're walking up to the batter's box and they're getting ready to face the pitcher, you'll hear a song that they selected. And that's going to be, you know, their walk-up song. And the Rangers decided not to do that. They felt like it was just to show respect to that organization and their loss of their teammate, Tyler Skaggs, that they decided to do that in silence. So the Angels did release a statement when this came down, and they said, "It's with great sorrow that we report Tyler Skaggs passed away earlier today in Texas. Tyler has and always will be an important part of the Angels family. Our thoughts and prayers are with his wife, Carly, and his entire family during this devastating time." And when this kind of thing happens in sports, you end up hearing more about the athlete or the person in the days that follow tragedy. And we did learn about him being just recently married to his wife, Carly, just a couple months ago, back in, I believe it was December. And you just could tell from the outpouring from not just his teammates or the guys that were at Globe Life Park, but all around Major League Baseball, because sometimes we have to remind ourselves that these guys play each other at all kinds of the levels coming up the system, high school, college, minor leagues, whatever. These guys all have a bond that definitely us in the media don't understand. I'm sure fans don't understand. You just kind of have to be in that clubhouse, and you have to be one of the guys and have that bond. And you could tell just right away when that news came out about the tragedy involving Tyler Skaggs that a lot of his former teammates were coming out and saying how good of a guy he was. And a couple that stuck out to me were Trevor Bauer of the Cleveland Indians, that had played with him in the Diamondbacks organization. And he talked about how we won together, we celebrated together, and how he was so sad to see one of his former teammates gone so soon. And another one of my favorites was Nelson Cruz, who put up a picture of when those guys, you know, him, a teammate, and then Tyler Skaggs were there visiting a children's hospital. And he talked about, you know, how Tyler Skaggs was a good person, and he cared about the community, and he was sad to see one of his friends, you know, pass away so suddenly. And that was kind of the thing, that there's never really a good side of this when this kind of thing happens in not just baseball, but in sports in general. It's hard to find kind of a positive point from it. And I'm not really going to go as far as saying this is something that it's just, to me, it always kind of amazes me, and it's just a good reminder of the human side of the sport, is seeing these guys really unite in the midst of tragedy. And it can be the players, it can just be the even the broadcasters that are with the team and just seeing how they handle it, because that's a hard thing to do when you're having to go talk to the fan base on Tuesday night, getting ready to address Angels fans who just went through a very emotional 24 hours, or a little more than 24 hours, when that announcement came down that Skaggs had passed away. So it makes you realize, one, about the human side of the game and just sports in general, but it also shows you just how much these guys really care about each other, even in the midst of battle, even if they're on opposing teams and wearing different jerseys. These guys all have a bond, and guys like Christian Yelich, who played in the same area as Tyler Skaggs in Southern California, you know, he was another guy who was talking about, you know, missing one of his friends. And Brad Ausmus, the Angels manager, had to address the media on Tuesday before the teams played, which wouldn't be in the first game of the series because the game on Monday was canceled. And he spoke about just Skaggs as a person and how he was a joy to be around.
He's just a happy person. He's got the type of personality that draws others in. Like I said, he's goofy in a very good, funny way. This road trip to Dallas, he came up to me 4 or 5 days before and said, "Hey, we're going to Texas for 2 series. Do you care if we all dress up in Western gear or cowboy gear?" So he kind of spearheaded that, and you know, that's one of the last pictures we have of Skaggsy with his teammates all dressed up in cowboy gear. And the last image I have of him is standing on a plane with this awful cowboy shirt on, playing cards. So I'll miss him.
That audio courtesy of CBS LA. And I'm going to play one more for you from Brad Ausmus, the Angels manager, as you're listening to the Rangers wrap up here on 103.3 FM ESPN. My name's Taylor Phillips, as we are remembering Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs, who passed away Monday afternoon. And this audio is courtesy of KTLA, as Brad Ausmus also spoke about talking about this situation with his players. And you can hear at the end here how emotional Ausmus was talking about this difficult situation for him, his guys, and the whole Angels organization.
The team all got together a couple times, and some of the guys spoke. But I think most importantly, in the end, we were able to talk about Tyler and laugh about some of the stories and some of the goofy things he did, listen to some of his music. So it was good.
So a tough scene there at Globe Life Park as Brad Ausmus had to really compose himself there and try to, because that's such an emotional thing. And I can't even imagine having to go out there and play a game or manage a game when you had someone in your clubhouse, someone who you went to battle with, somebody who you were friends with, who's a brother, like a brother to you, and having to have that very short grieving period before having to go out there and play a game. Because most people in most other walks of life, you're not going to have to go back to work or go do whatever you do so soon after a tragedy. And this was something, whenever I was hosting game night earlier this week with Saad Youssef of The Athletic, he brought this point up. He's like, "Man, you got to give it to these guys for going out there and playing a game under these circumstances, because it's not easy. It's not easy to just, okay, I just had a huge tragedy happen in my life. One of my friends is gone. I'm going to be looking in that clubhouse, looking over at his locker, and not seeing him anymore. You might see his jersey hanging up. I'm sure they did something there to remember him, but you just know it's not the same. Your guy is no longer there." And that was a tough scene. But there was, of course, when stuff like this happens, you get to focus on the good things. Focus on the good times he had and the good things about that person that'll make you smile even though they're no longer with us. And Mike Peasley, host of Rangers Inside and Rangers Postgame here on 103.3 FM ESPN, was joined by Jeff Fletcher of the Orange County Register, who covers the Angels and was here for this series. And he spoke about how it was probably good for the Angels to have a game to focus on, considering the events they had to deal with.
Well, Billy Epler, the general manager, had talked to some of the players, and I think that the feeling they got was that he said, first of all, Tyler would have wanted them to play. And also, I think there's a feeling that playing a game can kind of help give them some normalcy. And at least, you know, from the first pitch to the last pitch, as Epler said, they can think about something else as opposed to sitting in their hotel all day and just thinking about, you know, Tyler the whole time. I'm sure it's going to be difficult for them to play, and I'm sure they're going to still, you know, still be grieving for weeks, you know, months. But, you know, the season does go on, and, you know, it probably helps to have something else to think about.
I just don't know how those guys do it. I don't know how they were able to go out there and manage to play a game. It was hats off to the Angels for being able to grind that out. But I want to play a couple more cuts for you here from Jeff Fletcher, as he had a good story about how Tyler Skaggs was a football fan, and he was able to, you know, he was a big Minnesota Vikings fan specifically, and how he was able to meet some of those Vikings players on a road trip, and just, you know, how fun loving of a guy Tyler Skaggs was.
So Tyler is a big Vikings fan, and Mike Trout, of course, is a big Eagles fan. So that created many conflicts throughout the years. But when the Angels were in Minnesota earlier this year, the Twins were doing Vikings Day, and they brought a bunch of Vikings players out. And Kirk Cousins was out there, and Tyler went out there, and he got his picture taken with him, and he talked to him for half an hour, and he was all excited that he exchanged phone numbers with him, and he was just like a little kid meeting one of his heroes there, and it just goes to show that these guys are still just really big kids.
I just got a kick out of that story whenever I was hearing that on Rangers Insider. So, you know, rest in peace, Tyler Skaggs. You know, prayers and thoughts to his family. I know it's been a couple of days since then, but I just wanted to bring that up. And you know, it was an emotional couple of days there at Globe Life Park, and I think the Rangers handled it well. I think canceling the game was a great decision. I don't think anybody had any issue with that, and I think that the fact that those teams were able to play on Tuesday night just shows how strong they can be in the face of tragedy, and you know, it's not going to be the same the rest of the season for the Angels, and they still have, now that we're approaching the All-Star break, they still have basically half the season to play, and it's going to be something that weighs on them the rest of the season. But you know, coming up next year on the Rangers wrap up, as we try to transition to the other stuff that happened in baseball, you know, despite having this tragedy hanging over us, Rangers had a couple All-Stars named to the All-Star team in Cleveland. Hunter Pence named a starter, Joey Gallo, Mike Minor were named as reserves. We'll discuss how they got there, what's made these stories so impressive, and then a little bit later in the show, we'll talk about the rest of the All-Stars as well as the Home Run Derby. So that's coming up next here on the Rangers Wrap-Up. My name is Taylor Phillips. You're listening to 103.3 FM ESPN. Welcome back to the Rangers Wrap-Up here on 103.3 FM ESPN. My name's Taylor Phillips. Thank you so much for joining me again this Saturday. Episode 2 of this show was a podcast on KESN1033.com. Now, your brand new, all-new baseball show. Coming up in the next segment, we will go over the All-Star rosters in the American League and the National League, who will be headlining in Cleveland on Tuesday night in the All-Star game, and then Monday night, the Home Run Derby. Both those events you can hear right here on 103.3 FM ESPN, your home for the biggest games. But let's go back a week to the Rangers All-Star announcements. So we were off last weekend, and we didn't get a chance to talk about this. So we already knew Hunter Pence was voted in by the fans. We knew Hunter Pence won the American League designated hitter spot, beat out J.D. Martinez of the Red Sox, was going to be the starter. And at the time, Hunter Pence was on the IL trying to come back from a groin strain he suffered back on June 17th in Cincinnati. And he was starting to come back from that. We noticed he was going to go on a rehab assignment in Frisco, try to work his way back. But unfortunately for him, he ended up aggravating his hamstring, which a lot of us who follow the Rangers and know the story of Hunter Pence were not happy to see that, because man, the guy, it's just, it was such an amazing year, and it's not done, but it was an amazing first half, I should say, and to see that culminate in an All-Star game start and being out there to watch him play in Cleveland would have been great, but that wasn't the case, and he's still on the active roster, but he's been replaced by Red Sox shortstop Xander Bogaerts on the roster. J.D. Martinez will slot up to be the starting DH in the game. And for those that weren't really as familiar, just we're talking about a guy who, although this is his fourth All-Star selection in his career, signed to a minor league contract out of spring training. Had a great spring in 55 games this year. He's hitting .294 with 15 home runs, 48 RBIs, and a .608 slugging percentage. He's been one of the biggest surprises, if not the biggest surprise, for the Rangers this year. When you have that kind of veteran who you bring him in really right away because you know he's going to be good for your clubhouse and you know, okay, you can get something out of him. You have a leader, an added leader, who's going to help out first-year manager Chris Woodward, in addition to other veterans already on the team, guys like Shin-Soo Chu and Elvis Andrews who have been there. But you bring in Hunter Pence from Arlington, went to school at UTA, has won World Series with the Giants. You know he's going to bring a lot to your ball club. And it was just such a punch to the gut to see that he couldn't play in that game. And I felt for him. But the person who wasn't feeling too sorry for himself was Pence, who on Wednesday was talking about not playing in the All-Star game.
Everything in life is a choice. You can choose to look at anything you want in any direction. You know, there's all things present, you know. So to me, it's a choice. And like, how amazing and how much could I appreciate this? Would I have thought that I would even have the choice to be disappointed in going to an All-Star game last year in the off season when I didn't even have a job? So it's all perspective. I could look at it either way. But no, this is an amazing opportunity that I'm getting to go. Amazing opportunity that I got selected. And, you know, I got hurt on the field in a big league game playing as hard as I can, and that happens. And I'm going to do everything I can, like, enjoy right now getting back, getting strong, getting healthy to come back and you know, play a charge into a second half where we have an opportunity to make the playoffs. So no one expected that. How could I ever be more happy than I am right now? It's not possible.
Live your life the way Hunter Pence is, based on what you heard. How can you not hear that and not just be really amped up for the guy and just feel happy about his situation just in life? And it's good to hear when people are so happy with where they're at in life and all, and anything you do, sports, whatever career it is. Hearing comments like that just make you realize you need to kind of take a step back. And even though you might have a bad situation going on, there's always the bright side. There's always the glass half full approach. And Hunter Pence, I think, made a great point there. We didn't know if he'd even be on this Rangers big league ball club in spring. We didn't know he would have any kind of impact on this team. A lot of people thought his career was over. He's dealt with some issues in years past with injuries, and to see him come out of the gate, do really well, make it, not just making the All-Star team, making the All-Star team via the fan vote. That means everybody else could tell what Hunter Pence has done. He beat out J.D. Martinez, who's one of the best DHs in the American League, won the World Series last year with the Red Sox, was a huge reason for that. And Hunter Pence comes in there, little old Hunter Pence, who comes in on a minor league deal, just comes in there and makes it to the All-Star game, which makes it rough to watch the game knowing Hunter Pence can't be out there playing if you're a Ranger fan. I know you're watching that game on Tuesday night. You're going to be thinking about that. And I just hope he can come back soon. When you hear comments like that and hear him be so optimistic about his situation and know how badly he wants to be out there, but at the same time not just going to pout over it and be upset because he can't be out there in the All-Star game. He knows he's just lucky to be in this situation. And I really respect that comment. That whole 48-second bit there from Hunter Pence, that should make your day a little bit better. So as we roll along here on the Rangers wrap-up, my name's Taylor Phillips. We're going through the Rangers All-Stars going ahead to Cleveland. So we won't see Hunter Pence, and we also aren't expected to see Mike Minor pitch in Cleveland either, because the Rangers want to see him open the series against Houston coming out of the All-Star break. They want to see Mike Minor in those games where the Rangers are still trying to hold steady in the wild card race in the division. So these games against the Astros right out of the gate to open up the second half are huge. And they want to have their ace out there to get things done. And Mike Minor, as well as Joey Gallo, both learned about their All-Star appearances last Sunday after their game in Tampa Bay, when the Rangers lost the final two of that series. And Minor spoke about how he found out he was going to Cleveland to be an All-Star.
Yeah, we found out a little earlier with the team and everything. So that was pretty cool. Everybody come up to me and congratulating me. And but I feel like I owe some of that to them, especially Jeff coming on the team this year and catching most of my games. And we've had, you know, a really good rhythm back there and a lot of defensive plays behind me too.
And he also said that he really wanted to be an All-Star, and that was one of his goals before the season. He wanted to be an All-Star. He wanted to be, one, the ace of the Rangers. In a year where we're coming into the season and there's not a whole lot going there from the starting rotation side of things, or a couple question marks, one being him, even though he came alive in the second half, him at the top of your rotation and Lance Lynn, and then after that, a lot of question marks. A lot of those question marks are gone. Earlier this week, Shelby Miller was DFA'd, which that kind of got lost in the shuffle due to the tragic news of Tyler Skaggs, but Shelby Miller, no longer there. Drew Smyly, no longer there. Edinson Volquez, maybe coming back, but was hurt. And then you have Adrian Sampson and Ariel Jurado in there. So Mike Minor had a long list of expectations for himself, because he knew being healthy, not having a leash on with pitch counts, he was going to have to come out and be the ace for this team. And being an All-Star was one of his goals, and he spoke about how he wanted to be one of those All-Stars.
Yeah, you always watch it on TV and stuff, and I've always played with or against All-Stars, and I felt like, man, it'd be cool to be in that same situation, that same room, be on the same field. I've looked at other Vanderbilt guys that have gotten there, and I want to be another one of those guys.
And Minor also spoke about, I want to play one more cut from Mike Minor. And again, you're listening to the Rangers wrap up here on 103.3 FM ESPN. My name's Taylor Phillips. He spoke about how he wanted to look back, and he really wants, just like when you see when you watch the All-Star game, you see a lot of these players bring their families out there. It's not just about them, and it's not just about them being one of the best in the game through the first half of that season. And it's not just an individual thing. It's an individual thing in the sense of we're talking about a couple players from each team, but it's also a family event. And that's one of my favorite parts about All-Star Game Week and Home Run Derby and everything, is to see the players include their family. Sometimes teammates go along for the ride as well. But seeing family members out there, it's great. There's a whole list of people who you can remember just their kids walking around there as their dad's going for the Home Run Derby title or playing in the All-Star game. You see them in the stands or in the pregame ceremonies. It's great. And one actually being Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who was at the Home Run Derby back in 2007 when his dad, Vlad Guerrero Sr., won it there in San Francisco. And Vlad Guerrero Jr. Will be factoring into this Home Run Derby this year as well. I'll get into that coming up in the next segment. But Mike Minor spoke about how he wanted to look back on this achievement for his kids.
Later. Yeah, the beginning, it was about, getting to the big leagues, and then you want to stay in the big leagues. And, and then now, as I've gotten older, I've started to look what's going to happen in a couple of years, maybe that I'm out of the game or something. And I wanted to look back, and I had kids and everything. I wanted to look back and be like, I was an All-Star. I want to show them that, and I want them to be proud of me.
And Miners definitely deserve this All-Star bid. One of the best ERAs in the American League. Had a complete game not too long ago against Detroit. He has two complete games on the season, and he's he's been the guy. He's been the sleeper candidate in the American League for the Cy Young. He's really not a sleeper anymore. Now people are very much aware of what Mike Minor's done. And when you go to the short list of who should be winning that award later on this season, if he can hold true in the second half, Mike Minor's definitely up there. And let's get to the last All-Star here from the Texas Rangers. So we mentioned Hunter Pence, not expected, won't be playing due to aggravating his hamstring. Mike Minor not expected to pitch because the Rangers want him fresh for the series opener against Houston in the second half. But the guy that we'll be able to watch, hopefully, I'm sure they'll get him in there, Joey Gallo making the All-Star team this year for the Rangers, his first selection. Same with Mike Minor, his first selection as well. So Joey Gallo making it to the All-Star game in Cleveland, not going to be in the Home Run Derby because they did not want any thing to pop up with his oblique injury he suffered back on June 1st against the Royals. They just want to make sure, as he's still coming back from that, don't do anything to chance it. Don't do anything to mess that up. And I think I like that approach, but man, I want to see Joey Gallo in the Home Run Derby really bad. And that was kind of the thing for a little while. It was being reported that he wasn't asked, and everybody's like, why wouldn't Major League Baseball want Joey Gallo in the Home Run Derby? Of everybody you can watch hit monster home runs, Nomar Mazara even, for that matter, I'd want to see in the Home Run Derby. He hit some tanks out there. And that wasn't the case. Not going to be the case this year. It did come out that he was asked, so that's good. At least it's on the radar. How would he not be? Come on. And he spoke about how he can't wait to be in the locker room there in Cleveland with all the other All-Stars. Joey Gallo finally getting to be an All-Star.
Yeah, that's going to be might be a little intimidating at first. Those are the guys, a lot of those guys I even grew up watching. So to be in the same clubhouse with those guys that, you know, we compete against day in and day out, it's going to be pretty cool to kind of just get to, you know, see the different personalities and different side of the people that we don't really get to see because, you know, we're on the field competing against them.
And he also talked about finding out in front of his teammates, in front of the entire team, knowing he was going to his first All-Star game.
Yeah, we found out, you know, probably earlier than most people, like before the game, with the whole team around and stuff. So, you know, it was pretty cool. You know, Woody told us in front of the entire team, and it meant a lot to do it in the clubhouse with those guys because a lot of it is because of them.
So, just to recap, Hunter Pence, Mike Minor, Joey Gallo, all named to the All-Star team last week. I think the thing Ranger fans should really take away from this is that a team that had really low expectations, hard to figure out an All-Star amongst any of them. I wasn't going to probably go as far as saying they'd be like the Marlins or the Orioles and maybe just have one token All-Star. But that's probably, if you'd asked me at the time, probably what I would have said. I definitely was not high on this Rangers team in the preseason and going into opening day. But a team that's still in the wild card discussion in the American League has three All-Stars. And I think Joey Gallo, Hunter Pence has the best story. Mike Minor would be a very close second for his story as well. He's had to come back from injuries and bullpen in Kansas City and Rangers last year and finally going back to being the ace he wanted to be. But Joey Gallo's story just from here, because we've seen him his whole career, it's been all about striking out, batting average, all the numbers with Joey Gallo. Why isn't he doing this? Why can't he be this? Why can't he be a better player? Why can't he do what everybody expects him to do? Because he's so highly regarded and he can hit the home run balls a mile, but I don't know. He's just not putting it all together. This year he's putting it all together. Even missing some time with that oblique injury, Joey Gallo very much deserving of an All-Star game. So that'll be Tuesday night again right here on 103.3 FM ESPN. You can hear the All-Star game and you can also hear the Home Run Derby, which if you haven't heard the Home Run Derby on radio, I suggest you do because it's kind of funny. Because it's just like you have to hear how John Shambi did it when I ran the board a couple years ago when the Home Run Derby was in Miami when Aaron Judge won it. And John Shambi does a great job on it. But it's like, man, how many times can you describe a home run that people can't see for 2.5 hours? It's impressive broadcasting, I must say. And we'll get into the All-Star Game rosters and who is competing in that Home Run Derby coming up next here on the Rangers Wrap-Up on 103.3 FM ESPN. Hold tight. Final segment here on the Rangers Wrap-Up here on 103.3 FM ESPN. My name's Taylor Phillips. Again, thank you for joining me today as we are in episode 2 of our radio show. If you haven't heard, this is your brand new all-baseball show coming at you every Saturday afternoon. And I want to end the show here looking ahead to the All-Star Week festivities. So we're only a couple days away from the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game on Tuesday night in Cleveland. You can hear both of those games right here on 103.3 FM ESPN. And I'd like to go back to last week. Again, we were off last week because of the Dirk Nowitzki airing of his final home game, post-game ceremony, and final game in San Antonio last week. So we didn't have a show. But I want to go back and look at the National League and American League All-Star rosters and look at who's going to be in the Home Run Derby on Monday night. So let's start in the National League as you have Wilson Contreras starting at catcher from the Chicago Cubs. It's his second selection. Freddie Freeman of the Atlanta Braves getting at first base, getting the nod over Josh Bell of the Pirates winning the fan vote there. It was a close race. Ketel Marte, second baseman for the Diamondbacks, making his first All-Star game appearance. You have Javier Baez playing second from the Chicago Cubs. Nolan Arenado of the Colorado Rockies playing third base. It's his fifth selection. I love Nolan Arenado, man. That guy, he's one of my favorite players in the National League and in all of baseball. And I think every year when it comes down to preseason predictions on who you think's going to win the National League Most Valuable Player, I think the last 2 or 3 years I've picked Nolan Arenado. I keep waiting for him to win the NL MVP. And speaking of National League MVPs, last year's National League MVP, Christian Yelich, making his second All-Star appearance. You have Cody Bellinger of the LA Dodgers making his second, and Ronald Acuña Jr. making his first All-Star team. So those are your starting outfielders in the National League. And then some of the reserves under Dave Roberts, Dodgers manager. Remember, the National League and the American Leagues are managed by the managers that were in the World Series last year. So Dave Roberts of the Dodgers and the National League, manager Alex Cora of the Red Sox and the American League. So for the National League reserves, we have Yasmani Grandal of the Brewers as a catcher. We have JT Realmuto, catcher from the Phillies. First base, I mentioned Irving native Josh Bell from the Pirates.
Pete Alonso, the rookie from the Mets, who we'll talk about here a little bit more here in a second, playing first. Is also, you have Jeff McNeil, the second baseman from the Mets, making the All-Star team. Mike Moustakas of the Brewers, Paul DeJong of the Cardinals, Trevor Story of the Rockies, Anthony Rendon of the Nationals, Chris Bryant of the Cubs, David Dahl, and Charlie Blackmon of the Rockies. Now we move on to the pitchers. You have Mike Soroka of the Braves, Jacob DeGrom of the Mets, Max Scherzer of the Nationals, Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers, Hyunjin Ryu of the Dodgers, and Walker Buehler of the Dodgers. So Dave Roberts is going to have the top three guys in his starting rotation on his All-Star team. And that just shows you how good the Dodgers have been this year, both offensively and on the starting pitching side of things. And that's with Rich Hill going on the IL not too long ago. So you have Hyunjin Ryu, who right now is the front runner for the National League Cy Young, Walker Buehler, who's one of the more amazing young pitchers in the game to watch right now, and Clayton Kershaw, who I don't have to tell any of you all living in Dallas who've been following Clayton Kershaw his whole career how good he is, but he's once again in the All-Star game. We also have Zach Greinke of the Diamondbacks, Luis Castillo of the Reds, and Sandy Alcantara of the Marlins, because you got to put somebody in from the Marlins, right? Got to have somebody from the Marlins. There has to be somebody from every single team. And I know it's really hard to pick someone on the Marlins this year, but Sandy Alcantara getting that nod for Miami. And then Will Smith, relief pitcher for the Giants, who may find himself on a new team here in a couple weeks with the trade deadline coming up. His name's been thrown out there a lot. Kirby Yates, the Padres, and Josh Hader of the Brewers. So there's your National League team. And in the American League, Gary Sanchez catching for the American League, his second All-Star selection. These are the starters, by the way. Carlos Santana, Cleveland Indian first baseman, making his first All-Star team. So good for him getting to play in front of his home crowd during the All-Star game. You have DJ LeMahieu of the New York Yankees playing second base for the American League starters. DJ LeMahieu might be the best free agent pickup of last offseason. He's just been tearing it up for the Yankees. For a Yankees team that's been beat up most of the year, just has Giancarlo Stanton go back on the IL after coming right off the IL. Like a couple days later, he's back on the IL. Guys like DJ LeMahieu have really stepped up when a lot of those other Yankee staples players have been out. You have Jorge Polanco of the Minnesota Twins at shortstop. It's his first All-Star selection. He's having a tremendous year as well. The dude's just been tearing the cover off the ball at the plate. Alex Bregman making his second All-Star game at third base. Mike Trout, of course, his eighth All-Star game at center field. George Springer, his third All-Star selection. And George Springer, that was a little bit surprising because he missed a lot of time. He was hurt for a while. He just came back about a week or two ago, but Astro fans showed up in the vote. And that's not to say I don't want to watch George Springer, because I enjoy watching George Springer a lot when he plays, but he missed a lot of time this year. And then Michael Brantley, another Astro out there in the outfield for the American League. And then, unfortunately, we mentioned earlier, Hunter Pence not going to be playing in the All-Star game. He's on the active roster. He did win the fan vote for the DH spot, but not going to be playing because he's coming back from It was coming back from a groin injury. Then he hurt his hamstring in a minor league rehab assignment. So Hunter Pence on the team, not playing. So that means J.D. Martinez, who finished second in the voting, is replacing Hunter Pence in the starting lineup. And then for the American League reserves, you have James McCann of the White Sox, Jose Abreu, James McCann the catcher, Jose Abreu, first baseman for the White Sox, Tommy La Stella of the Angels was on the team, but he ended up breaking his leg earlier this week in Texas. Fouled a ball off his leg, and he's out. He's out for like 10 weeks. So Tommy La Stella is off the team now. He's there. He's still an All-Star. I'm not going to play. Francisco Lindor, the shortstop of the Cleveland Indians, is going to be there. So another Cleveland Indian, especially a guy who means so much to that city and what he does for that team. It's going to be good to see Francisco Lindor out there. And Matt Chapman of the Athletics, third baseman, also on the team. Mookie Betts of the Red Sox, outfielder. Austin Meadows, outfielder of the Rays. Joey Gallo, of course, outfielder for the Rangers, is going to be there. Whit Merrifield of the Royals will be there. Daniel Vogelbach of the Mariners. Brandon Lau of the Rays, who's replacing La Stella on the roster due to his injury. And, of course, Xander Bogaerts replacing Hunter Pence, shortstop from the Red Sox there. And from the American League pitchers, you have Justin Verlander of the Astros, Garrett Cole of the Astros, Lucas Giolito of the White Sox, who last year had one of the worst ERAs or loss totals. He's a good pitcher, didn't have the results last year. This year, seeing the results, and still is very much in the AL Cy Young conversation. You have Mike Minor of the Rangers, who isn't expected to pitch because they want him to open up that series against Houston after the All-Star break. Jake Odorizzi of the Twins, who is not going to be pitching because he's dealing with some injuries, so his teammate Jose Berríos is going to replace him. Marcus Stroman of the Blue Jays, John Means of the Orioles, who, again, a bad Orioles team. John Means having a pretty solid year, so good to see him getting into the All-Star game, and plus I have him on my fantasy team, so makes me look like a genius. Charlie Morton of the Rays, also on the team. Ryan Pressly of the Astros, Shane Green of the Tigers, Brad Hand of the Indians, and Aroldis Chapman of the Yankees.
And I should also mention Max Muncy of the Dodgers, Keller High School's own, has been added to the All-Star roster this week after an injury to Nationals third baseman Anthony Rendon, and Gleyber Torres of the Yankees will also be making it as a reserve for the All-Star game on Tuesday night.
Those are your American League and National League All-Stars going ahead into the All-Star game on Tuesday, which, again, you can hear right here on 103.3 FM, ESPN, all the festivities there in Cleveland.
Now let's transition here to the Home Run Derby on Monday night. As you're listening to the Rangers wrap up here on 103.3 FM, ESPN, my name's Taylor Phillips. So they finally unveiled the entire bracket on Wednesday night. So here's what we have squaring up in the Home Run Derby this year in Cleveland. Remember last year in D.C., it was a great Home Run Derby. You had Bryce Harper with his dad throwing to him. He rattled off that whole 9 homers in 50 seconds to win the Home Run Derby. Last year was a great Home Run Derby. I thought that was one. The last couple years, really, since they've done the bracket, I think it's really started to take off again. People aren't having to sit there for hours and hours and hours. It's got more of a time limit to it, more of a pace to it, and it just seems more exciting. If only the rest of the game would do that, huh? You have Christian Yelich as your one seed taking on the rookie Vladimir Guerrero Jr., the 8 seed. Remember, his dad won it when the All-Star game was back in San Francisco a little over 10 years ago. You have Pete Alonso of the New York Mets as the number 2 seed. Pete Alonso, who's, man, he's darn near closing in on 30 home runs before the All-Star break. So you have him as the 2 seed going up against Carlos Santana of the Cleveland Indians. So Cleveland gets their hometown guy to root for. The 3 seed, Josh Bell of the Pittsburgh Pirates, battling Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves. That might be my favorite part of the bracket right there. Josh Bell against Ronald Acuna Jr. You have Josh Bell, who just earlier this week had a 3 home run game against the Chicago Cubs for the Pirates. And then Ronald Acuna Jr., who last year was the most talked about rookie leading up into spring training. Remember, the Braves held him back because they were wanting to get more years of control. And now we get to see him in the Home Run Derby and the All-Star game. I think people who don't know who Ronald Acuna Jr. is are going to know who he is after Monday night in the Home Run Derby because he's one of the most exciting players in baseball. And then on the other side, you have the 4 seed Alex Bregman of the Houston Astros, who's back in the Home Run Derby, taking on Jock Peterson of the Dodgers, who darn near won the thing back in 2015 when it was in Cincinnati. Jock Peterson was right in there near the end, but that was another one where the hometown guy, Todd Frazier of the Cincinnati Reds, had that epic Home Run Derby win. So you can hear both the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby right here on 103.3 FM ESPN Monday night, Home Run Derby, Tuesday night, All-Star game. We've got you covered in all the festivities from Cleveland. So thanks again for joining me today. But again, my name's Taylor Phillips. Really appreciate you listening. This show is the Rangers Wrap-Up, your brand-new all-baseball show. I know we didn't get to a whole lot of wrapping up the games of the week from the Rangers. We didn't do a lot of game-by-game stuff like I normally do. I just feel like the storylines this week were a little more important. And it'll probably be the case next week as well, since we'll have, of course, the All-Star break. We'll recap a little bit of the All-Star Week festivities, as well as talk about the first couple games of the Rangers and Astros series coming out of the break and what to look forward to in the second half for the Rangers. So that'll be next week. But until then, it was a pleasure talking baseball with you today. Hope to see you next week here on the Rangers Wrap-Up on 103.3 FM ESPN.